if he was willing to receive hard truth from his friends and advisors. So what if we surround ourselves with intelligent, capable people who are willing to tell us the truth even if it hurts? And what if we accept their criticism as a kindness and refuse to make excuses or feel sorry for ourselves? Well, if we seek godly counsel like David did, criticism can be a good thing. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday. More like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that will stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
In a new
Baron view. Gets it. You know, he hadn't lived here too long, but he gets it.
What, it? Oh, I get it. I got it. Whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know, I don't know, but you say so, Jack.
Well, I think so, Baron, sometime.
Well, we'll get into these phone calls at 272-9228. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. This should be a fine time to call. We do have some more news to get to. Actually, we got a lot more news to get to, but your calls are always welcome on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Jack, we didn't do the Two for Tuesday today. Sometimes we play two songs from each artist back
yeah.
to
the, like, well, song we coming can in, start.
Song. I don't like this changing stuff in the middle business.
I do. Because it throws everybody. I like that.
It's like I would love to keep a journal, but when do you start? I mean, my life is half over, you know?
Yeah, try three quarters over. You sure as hell wouldn't do it, man.
And then you think, well, there's no day like the present. Then you look down and you're like, it's August 14th. It's not even the beginning of a month. It's a Tuesday. It's not even the beginning of a week. You know, there's no good way to start and say, hey, here's why. I don't really want to keep a journal. Our number 272922. I'd be afraid somebody would find it.
Well, I mean, who wants to read it anyway?
I know.
My life isn't that interesting.
No. My life's not interesting, and all the interesting stuff I wouldn't want to put in the journal.
I've done all the interesting stuff. And
Our number 272928, Will.
Gentlemen.
How you doing?
What's happening? How you doing?
Good.
Man, you know, I look at Alabama politics, and I just get so sad. It's kind of depressing.
In what way? I don't disagree. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm not against, you know, old people, and because I want to live to be old one day. Hell, I'd like to be old and just out fishing on a pier one day. But I mean, our governor, she's, you know, what, 100 and something.
I don't think she's 100. 97 or 8.
The Democrats just reelected Nancy Wood. I like Nancy Wood, nice one of the nice ladies you want to meet. Just made her chair of the Democratic Party again. She's with 200 and something. It's like, there was a young energy in this state. I mean, what is it? It's depressing, man. It makes you just look at this system. You wonder why there's no new ideas, there's no new economy, no new money coming in. I mean, golly, what is going on around here? We just into this gentrification? What is it?
Gentrification, yeah.
What is it about? We just, I know we like our older people, but good God almighty.
How old a man are you, Will?
I'm 40 issues and just that another.
You're 40 something, you say?
Right.
You don't want to give me an exact, because there's a difference between 40 and 49, my friend.
Oh, 46.
I hate to be the one to break it to you. Yeah, you're kind of right in the middle there. I mean,
it's almost over. I'm in the second quarter. I got to hold on to the ball. I can't turn the ball over, and get a defense.
I got bad news, man. You may be in the third quarter, depending on medical advances.
I know, right?
I don't want to be the one to break it to you.
I'm trying to hold on to the ball and keep and stop the rush from coming
in. I think here's the. I too have looked at this and tried to figure out why it is. And Jack, I do welcome your thoughts on this. Let me take a crack at it. I think there's something about Alabamians being politically very lazy. And I hate to say that because you're criticizing the electorate. I mean, I guess, let me go ahead and mark this 10:09.
In case I ever
want to run for office, I want to go ahead and mark this for posterity so people can go use it for political opposition research. 10:09 on August 14th, 2018. But I think Alabamians are politically very lazy, which is why we keep recycling up the same people. There was a little bit of an effort this last election cycle to try to get rid of some of the longtime political names around here, like Twinkle Cavanaugh. I think she went down to Will Ainsworth. I think a lot of that, Steve Flowers correctly diagnosed yesterday. A lot of people looked at that as an opportunity on a race they didn't think mattered very much to recycle out somebody who'd been on the ballot several times for somebody they perceived to be a political newcomer. But generally speaking, that doesn't happen in Alabama very often. I mean, our governors tend to be in their 60s or 70s. We tend to elect old Supreme Court judges that sit around, you know, just a term or two and retire and screw up the whole cycle up there.
I hope I'm not putting his business out there, but did you know what's his name leaving? He's moving out of Alabama. I think he's moving to Florida. My friend. I can't even think of
that. Ain't that good?
A friend of mine.
I can't remember his name.
I know, right? Ran for mayor. Ran for mayor against Byron Bright.
Archer Davis?
No.
Scott Simmons?
Yeah, Scott. You know, Scott's moving.
I didn't know he was moving.
Here's what I mean.
Let me articulate what I mean by politically lazy before people think I'm bashing him, because I'm really not. Special interest groups in this state have an inordinate amount of power. and they control almost
Alpha,
all the
Alpha
money. No, oh, I mean, it's not just Alpha. Alpha's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's a group of about six or seven companies and organizations primarily. I mean, your realtors, most people don't think of the political powerhouse that the realtors are. They had, I think, the most or second most PAC money this year for the election cycle. The Business Council of Alabama, which represents, you know, supposedly large and small businesses, but it disproportionately represents large business. Alpha, which represents agricultural and insurance interests.
Forestry. Hospital Association.
I mean, you know, you don't have to go down too far before you start realizing they have a tremendous amount of power in this state. And what I mean by politically lazy is, it seems like the Alabama electorate is just comfortable enough to sit back and let them pay for everything and run the show. We don't want to donate to our people. We don't want to get out and knock on doors. We don't want to go to meetings. We don't want to be politically active. And so those 5, 6, 8 interest groups basically control everything. And who are they going to support? People with whom they're familiar. And that's why you end up having, because they'll support the same people over and over until those people are sick and tired of running. And so they end up getting older and older and just sort of progressing up the ladder as they go. And you don't have a lot of young people. Now, there are young people in this state in positions of power, like Bill Poole, who's the chairman of the Education Trust Fund Committee. I mean, that's their House Ways and Means Education or whatever they call it. But it's the Education Trust Fund Committee. I think he's in his 40s. He's a young, good-looking guy. He's got a bright future if he wants it. But I don't know that he wants it. You know, I think he's content to kind of stay where he is for a few terms and cycle out. I don't think he wants to run for U.S. Senate or the Congress or governor or anything. I don't get the feeling he does. So there are some young people out there, but not too many. Just like on the U.S. Senate thing. Martha Roby's more content to just stay in the House the rest of her life than take a shot and run for the Senate and do this state good for the next 40 years. You know?
In the meanwhile, we get stuck in this twilight zone of just mediocrity and
I'll give you an example. I'll give you
dead weight.
Will, I'll give you a great example. Do you by chance watch NASCAR racing?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I go to motorsport. Oh, that
okay.
I love that.
So if you like motorsport, you know what I'm about to say. If there are two lanes racing around a super speedway, okay, you got 20 cars in each of the two lanes, right?
Right.
And somebody wants to go out, they know they're faster than the person in front of them. And so they want to duck out of that draft, and they want to try to get around that person. You know what they have to have with them, or else they'll fall all the way to the back of the pack? They got to have cars willing to jump out behind them, take the air off their rear end, and push them forward. You know how that works, right? You understand that
concept? Kind of like or whatever.
Yeah. Like a pull-along.
Yes,
like
yes. And if you don't have somebody pushing you or pulling you, you are going to fall all the way to the back of the pack. So here's Martha Roby tucked in the middle of the pack. She's running about 8th or 10th. She's in the left-hand lane. She could easily – she knows she's faster than the person in front of her. But to do that, she'd have to get out and then pray somebody followed her. Because if nobody followed her, she's going all the way to the back and she loses her job. And that is the best analogy for what's going on in Alabama right now. If she,
that's why,
let me tell you, that's why she's going to stay in the House. That's why she's not going to run for the Senate. And that's why a lot of these people get scared and sit, because they realize the gigantic business conglomerates in this state control absolutely everything, all the money. And Alabamians, by and large, are not going to get out of the draft and follow you. They're just going to watch you go on to the back, and they're all going to be content to move up one.
And in the meantime, all of our young, educated kids are leaving this state and not coming back.
That's correct.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah. You know, most of the, I don't say most of the talent, but too much of the, too high of a percentage of the talent of this state leaves and never comes back. We are, through our public education system, our public university system in this state, we are educating the workforce for Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida.
My
primarily.
Niece just got an offer in Houston, Texas for $90,000 at the space place down there. And it's like, bye. I was like, bye.
Yeah, bye. How much could you make in Alabama?
You know, a lot
half
of
that or less?
A lot of people in their 40s are real busy with family and soccer and all. Parents today are a lot more involved in their kids' lives than they were when I was. I mean, that's the way I perceive it, than when I was coming along. I mean, your parents supported you, but they weren't just, you know, all up in your business.
They weren't obsessed with you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the 40-ish crowd, and you look at Civic Club membership.
Yeah.
It's
plummeted.
Way down. Yeah. I mean, people just are not putting their time in this stuff. They're turning more inward than they are outward.
Well, that's a great call, my friend. I got to take a break. What a great call.
Plus, nobody wants all that scrutiny when you run for office.
That's exactly right.
It's gotten really bad.
It's gotten bad. We'll be back.
And really simple as can be, just that simple.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughan at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pete. No, it's not.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
Not.
It could also be Cole Plumbing, but that's the third hour. This is Alabama Home Mortgages Hour. Sorry, my brain is other places right now. Alabama Home Mortgage. We were talking Seinfeld during the break, and I got to cackling, and I forgot what hour it was. But Alabama Home Mortgage, you give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. That's what I recommend. Get on the website, alahomemortgage.com. You can do it on your phone right now. While we're on the phone, you could sit there and, you know, boom, 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 alahomemortgage.com. Pull it up, fill out that blink link on air. Online. I can't speak today.
You can't talk.
I might as well just quit doing spots.
Bam, bam, bam.
Why don't you take more phone calls? I got to do the spot, but I can't get through it. But anyway, get Kim Williams on the phone. Submit that application over the internet. It's safe, encrypted, secure. All your information stays right here in the River Region. They don't farm it out to, you know, Ireland or India or wherever to try to, you know, get a decision. They keep it right here. They make the decision in-house. 567-4223, ALA Home Mortgage. ALAHomemortgage.com. ALAHomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Senator Brubaker.
Good morning.
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 Well, it is bad. I agree with you that the big mules have too much influence.
Yeah.
But like in our local race for the state senate, for example, I mean, the BCA went all in for the candidate that got beat to replace me.
Yeah, but but the big mules were split. I mean,
that's just it. I mean, I don't think there's any state where you can have everybody against you and win.
Right.
And I mean, so the two biggest changes in the last 8 years have been, one, the fact that Alpha has stepped way back from electoral politics. If you look at the amount of money that they gave, like when I was in the House, if you had Goodwin Myrick and John Doerr and those guys on your side, I mean, they would outdo the AEA if they really liked you. Now, Alpha leaves it all to their local members in every county, and they just do not put the resources behind races that they used to.
Well, here's why. Here's why.
I think I know why, but go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you why I think. Agricultural and insurance interests have taken a backseat at Alpha to cuckoo far-right interests.
Well, I don't know about that, but whatever the reason is, they don't spend money on candidates like they used to.
Yeah, because they're content to just let everybody else sit back. They know they got safe conservative Republicans running everywhere. They're just content to sit back and let everybody else get involved.
And here's the but a bigger problem than that is this. I know the people who were considering running for my seat, and one qualified candidate after another decided not to, not because they were afraid of scrutiny, not because they didn't want to get into a negative campaign with somebody else, but because of the situation with our current ethics law and the failure of the Ethics Commission to define terms. And one of these days, I don't want to out these guys on the air because then I'm announced. I want to tell you the people who just chose not to run after talking to their attorney. And if you look at who's gotten out of the legislature in the last cycle, it's mostly merchant business people. And until this confusion over Alabama's ethics law is cleared up, you're not going to have business people, people that are buying and selling, people in retail, get it into the legislature, which means you're going to have a whole legislature made up of retired people and lawyers. And you look at who got out. Guys like me, Tripp Pittman, Stanford, all business people, all some of the most conservative people in the room. All of us were merchants, and all of us had attorneys telling us that until this ethics thing is cleared up, you need to get out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten pretty bad, especially when you look at the Ethics Commission and realize there are three Democrats and two Republicans on. And the vagueness of the law is just begging for trouble.
Well, that's the thing is, when you guys passed that in 2010, you gave them rules promulgation authority, and
they steadfastly refused to do it.
Right.
And that's what's created all the confusion. And then there's a few, after Mike Hubbard got convicted, which I'm all for, some of the language in the judge's decision redefined some terms in the act. And the
you mean like ownership?
No, principal. Like, what's a principal?
Right.
And which is a big deal. If you're a merchant, I mean, I got to know who I'm dealing with.
Right.
Well, there's so much confusion now that if you're an attorney or an accountant, the rules are a little different for you if you're a legislature. But if you're a merchant, you just can't be in anymore. And if you want to know why, I mean, even Steve Flowers commented on it in a column during the election, that he was astonished that so few people showed any interest in a vacant Senate seat like Senate 25. Well, the reason was there were a bunch of people interested, but their lawyers told them not to run. So if you want high-quality people, especially business people in the legislature, we got to fix that, or you're just not going to have them in there.
Well, why didn't you guys ever put it to the Ethics Commission and say, you have 12 months to promulgate rules, or we're going to disband the Ethics Commission?
Because there are a lot. Well, because first of all, the majority of our caucus felt like they were just going to be accused of weakening the Ethics Act and didn't want to take the heat.
Okay, so they didn't want to do the right thing because they were scared of
how it would look.
Okay,
that's exactly right. And the other thing is this. For 2 years, the Ethics Commission promised us in this last quadrennium that they were going to issue a clarification of Judge was the judge in the Hubbard trial's name? Was it Walker?
Yeah, Jake
Walker. Of his ruling, of some of those terms?
Yeah.
Well, all they did was issue a statement that his interpretation wasn't correct, but they never said what the correct one was.
Right.
So that didn't help anything.
Do you think that's because they didn't want to interfere with the appeal?
I think that's part of it, and I think the other part of it is that anybody on the Ethics Commission who's got a brain knows that their power is increased by them being able to act capriciously.
Well, that's true.
And I don't think they want to give up that power by issuing rules and defining their terms.
Yeah, arbitrary discretion is power.
Bingo. And that's what they've got right now in spades.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah,
I appreciate
call,
it.
Certainly. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack, you disagree with anything he said?
I don't know. I think he makes it sound like some of the Senate members didn't want to deal with it because they were afraid it might get them in. I don't think they even think about stuff like that. Many of these guys are in there just to make money, however they do it.
Right, and they don't want to ever have to leave.
Yeah, and if they leave, they become a lobbyist.
Right.
And now,
and then they make more money.
Apparently, you can leave and immediately become a lobbyist, yeah. Either house. I mean, it's ethics in this state's a joke.
It is. I'll talk through this for a second, because if they go out and promulgate rules that negate everything that happened in the Hubbard trial, does that mean Hubbard walks? Because does the appellate court then look and say, well, yes, it's the same statute, but as the rules have now been promulgated by the Ethics Commission, we don't think he violated it?
I don't know.
And so are they sitting on the sidelines? You know, this investigation has been going on since summer of 2012. It's now summer of 2018. It's a 6-year-long case.
Ordeal,
yeah. Did they know in the summer of 2012 to hold off on promulgating rules to make it so that Mike Hubbard could be convicted? Again, this is a Democrat-controlled ethics commission.
But it wasn't.
It's been for a while.
Has it?
Yeah. Been for a while.
Well,
I mean, for example, they go in there and they redefine principle to exclude all the people that Mike Hubbard was convicted of taking money from. Let's just say that happens. And under the rules promulgating authority, they have the right to do that. They can go in there and redefine that. They can go back and clarify that you have to have ownership in order to have a conflict of interest.
I don't believe it was legislative intent in 2010 when they passed a, quote, sweeping reform to allow Mike Hubbard to do that. And he knew he was operating outside the confines of the law.
But you realize you give up legislative intent, that argument, you sacrifice that when you also give an administrative body rules promulgation authority. Because now the legislative intent is for them to decide what it means.
Well, I don't...
I just wonder if part of the reason they're sitting on the sidelines... I think there's a lot to what Senator Brubaker just said. Arbitrary discretion is powerful. I mean, that's power.
Oh, yeah.
But also, if they go through and define these, there's a chance, I think, the Court of Criminal Appeals and the Supreme Court looks and says, well, it would be unfair to try Hubbard or to convict Hubbard under these rules that have now changed. You know? I don't know. I hadn't considered that before. It's just the first time I thought about it.
Well, he broke the law, which was the law at the time.
It was, but if they come back and put in an administrative rule that negates it, you're going to let him be the only person ever convicted under the law as interpreted?
I don't care.
I know you don't, but I mean, think about it from a due process standpoint. Would you want to be convicted that way?
No, but you don't have to worry about it.
I understand that, but 31
he
minutes.
He knew better.
I agree. He knew better. What were we thinking? Remember?
Yeah. What were we thinking when we passed these strict laws?
31 minutes after. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday. More like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, 1-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Make fun of me. I didn't do anything to deserve this. I was talking about eating a sandwich. I made a motion with my hands.
Like a Jewish mother.
What are you talking about?
You was talking about making a po' boy.
Well, we were talking about shrimp po' boys. And I was talking about how you eat a shrimp po' boy, and I was using my hands to sort of
describe.
Assist as a visual aid, Carolyn. If you want to talk to Carolyn, 272-9228, you can chastise her for chastising me for using my hands when I talk. I can't help it.
Don't be calling up here wanting to chat with everybody.
What are you talking about?
When people call
here. They can go on the air.
When they go on the air, then they can say what they want to.
And go on the air, talk all you want. If you're off the air, just give her your name.
Not all you want, because remember, you're running the board.
What does that mean?
It means you don't let people talk. You butt in all the time.
Huh?
Oh. Poor old Will couldn't even get anything out. You kept interrupting him.
Jack Campbell, I've never been so disappointed in your analysis in my life. You are just wrong. Will had a great conversation, I thought. I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Will was rather one-sided on your part. It happens all the time.
Jack, I'm going to suspend you for the rest of the week. You're not going to be welcome back Wednesday.
That's fine, Baron.
You're going to have a 3-day show suspension.
Well, I might.
In fact, I'm interested. I'm going to let you finish today. We've got a 3-day show suspension after this.
That's fine. I've been kicked off better shows than this.
I've been kicked off finer shows than yours, you joke. Our number, 272-9228. I want to go back to something somebody said a moment ago. This is going back to 949. We were talking about Alabama not having a tax structure to replace some of that federal money because we're not willing to tax trees. And someone said, disagree, tax corporate companies, not families. It takes a long time to grow a tree. Well, I got bad news for my friend who texted a moment ago. You can't tax a corporation. There's no such thing as taxing a corporation. Corporate tax is the biggest scam ever in the history of mankind. There's no such thing as taxing a corporation. Corporations are merely companies owned by human beings. So when you tax a corporation, you're taxing a human being. By and large, you're not taxing the owner of that corporation either. You're taxing the customer of that corporation. The owner's going to make his or he's going to get out of business. If I'm accustomed to making $1 million a year and I can make $1 million a year doing something else and you tax it so I can only make 600 grand a year, guess what I'm not going to be doing? This business. I'm going to go do something else and make my million. You don't understand. I mean, that's just not the way the world works. You can't tax corporations. You're taxing consumers who consume the corporate products. Whether you're an end user or a middleman, everybody's price goes up. And the people it hits the hardest are the poor, the marginalized, the young, people with no savings, people who spend every dime they make because that's just their consumption habits. You cannot tax a corporation. There's no such thing as a corporate income tax. Every corporate income tax is a tax on the poor and the middle class, primarily. And so wipe that concept from your brain. When you need revenue, stop taxing corporations. The best way to raise revenue would be to run the corporate tax to zero. You're seeing right now, you know, every other country right now seems to have trouble. I mean, India right now, their economy's sucking wind. Turkey's sucking wind. The United Kingdom's sucking wind. China is sucking wind. Iran is sucking wind. You know who's not sucking wind?
Us.
The United States of America. You know who is surely not sucking wind right now? The United States of America. Why? Corporate taxes have been slashed. I mean, honestly, that's a large part of it. Corporate taxes have been slashed. Regulation has been lifted. And that benefits the end user, the consumer. So, yeah, we're going to get a little bit of an offset on these tariffs as things go up. But they have an end goal. The end goal is not to have tariffs. The end goal is to institute the tariff to get free trade, which will benefit the United States more. But right now what we have is not free trade at all. And so you can't get there by taxing corporations. Just wipe that from your mind, everybody. Liberals, conservatives, moderates, everybody get that out of your head. If you think taxing some that is a politically expedient way to tax the poor and keep the poor taxed and poor. Keep the middle class taxed and poor, middle class. It's a gigantic toll booth to prosperity that you have to pay a corporate tax in order to buy a gallon of milk. You got to pay a corporate tax to go buy a loaf of bread. But you got to pay a corporate tax to go get a Big Mac from McDonald's. Got to pay a corporate tax to go get a pie from Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You got to pay a corporate tax to do anything. Now, you understand when you're poor, the increased cost of those goods keeps you poor. And so wipe that notion from your head. That's a terrible way to look at the world. Terrible way to look at the world. Our number, 272-9228. Aha, from the same texter I get, thank you for the lesson. As a landowner that sees how long it takes to grow a tree, I wasn't thinking about it that way. I'm just saying value your trees at what they're valued now. If you have $1 million worth of trees, then pay taxes on $1 million worth of trees. But man, I'm not going to cut the trees so they're worth $5 million. Well, that's fine. Then you pay $5 million. But each year your trees grow and they have more value. You could cut them now. And if we're paying property taxes, you pay on what you could sell. I could sell my house now. I don't intend to sell it. I want to wait until my house doubles in value. I want to wait 20 years to sell my house. Okay. But I still have to pay property taxes on the value of my house today. Not on the value of my house 20 years from now. I can't say, well, I'm not going to sell my house today. I'm just using it as a house, so now I don't want to pay any taxes. Because that's essentially the reality of these trees. They say, well, current use, we're not currently selling trees off them. We're not currently using. But now look, if a condo developer is willing to come along and give you $1 million for your acre of property in the middle of Montgomery, if you own an acre of land in downtown New York City, let's just use this example. It might be worth $25 million. But if you're currently using it as a chicken roost, it might be worth $2,500. under Alabama law, you would pay $2,500 for that, which is obscene. Because what you're sitting on is a $25 million piece of property. And you either need to pay the taxes for it or sell it. Period. Because that property is worth $25 million. I don't care if you put chickens on it or not. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Our number, 272-9228. Randall.
Hey.
And there are ways to exempt small farmers and family farms and people who can't afford to pay that tax. You could exempt everybody who owns under 1,500 acres of combined land inside the state of Alabama, and it still wouldn't really affect anybody. Okay? So we're only talking about giant landholders here who do this for a living, who have, you know, we're talking about like IKEA, who bought 40-something thousand acres of land in Alabama to grow trees on recently. Okay? That's who we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, mom-and-pop farmer with 20 acres that has a couple of pine trees on it. All right, go ahead.
I'm saying, well, you went to the land, but when, like, you can go to, when it comes to time to plant pine trees, you know, around January, February, you can go to Auburn, you can go to your high school, to the 4-H room, and they just give you bundles of them. I don't know if they, I mean, you can just ask for them, and they want you to plant them, but what I'm saying is, why can't we start, wherever they're coming from the get-go, why can't they just add a penny a tree to get it started, to get a little money moving, and then today, I mean, how do they tax trees anyway? If you get them free, you grow them, and you pay, you get a pulp order just come out there and cut them down, he gives you, you know, a few $1,000, you know, for your time, and I mean, it's cash. How do you even trace that money? I mean, you get the tree free, you get to plant it, you get to grow it free, and then you get to sell it just for some cash. And then I don't even know where the trees come from. I can get you all the trees you want come February. I mean, you just roll up to Auburn or, like I say, local high school 4-H, and they just give them to you. I mean, about a bundle. So, I mean, where are them things coming from and why?
I don't understand your question, Randall. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying, like, wherever all these trees they're giving out. Like, come February, if you wanted a bundle of a whole package of 500 pine trees, saplings to go plant, you can just go get them for free. Who is bringing them in, and why can't they just take them? A penny a tree and, you know, get a little money.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm not familiar with that program.
All right. Temple.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and somebody else who shall remain nameless texted and said, we're not friends anymore. You're picking on me. It's just a hunting camp. Well, look, I believe that all you people have hunting camps. But if that's the fact and you want to pay taxes at this greatly reduced hunting camp value, sell me the land at that value. Would you sell me that land at that value? In other words, if the government would come to you, you ought to pay the tax at what you would sell your land for. That's how property tax ought to. That's how it works on houses. That's how it works on the middle class.
You mean a percentage of what it's worth if it were on the open market?
If you have a house, they look at your house, they drive by and say, your house is worth $294,000.
Yeah.
And they say, based on the fact that it's worth $294,000, we're going to tax you $1,600 a year or whatever you pay. All right? Well, you ought to be able to name your price for taxes. And if you say, my house is only worth $170,000, that's fine. You pay taxes on $170,000, but anybody can come and buy your house for $170,000. They give you $170,000, you got to go. So if you want to pay taxes on this hunting land at $200 an acre or $500 an acre, because you say, it's just hunting land, trees aren't worth anything yet. All right, then sell it to me for $500 an acre. Let's go.
Somebody get Barron a couple of acres so we can shut him up on this subject.
Now, Jack Campbell, that's just rude. That's not the way it works. My friend Troy King understands that that's not the way it works. He understands fair, buddy. He lives by the word fair. He loves the word fair. He wants to give you a fair deal in court. He's tired of you getting ripped off by insurance companies. He's tired of you getting ripped off by hospitals and doctors. He wants you to be treated fairly. Have you been treated unfairly? Have you been injured? Because if you've been injured, chances are they've already hired lawyers on the other side. And if you don't get a lawyer in your corner, you're going to get hosed. I just got bad news for you. You're just going to get hosed. So give Troy King a call. 215-4440. 215-4440. And let me tell you, he's going to usher your case through the system. You're not going to be pawned off on somebody. You're not going to get a call from some lawyer on the other side of the state that says, hey, Troy gave me your case. No, no, no. You're going to deal with Troy King. He's going to be the one you talk to. He's going to be the one that calls you back. Give Troy King a call. 215-4440. Tell him Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman told you to hire him. He'll appreciate it.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome back into News and Views. A special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Holy mackerel, amigos. Get by there. Check out a handmade, homemade bolognese sauce. Chocked so full of meat. They say, but Baron, how'd I get so much meat in one sauce? And I said, you're going to have to ask the handmade, homemade Italian food making experts there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It is dynamite, amigos. Get by there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. This week they're putting that bolognese sauce over some cheese tortellini. Oh my goodness, does it look good. Holy mackerel. Now I've had their cheese tortellini before. I think I had it in a cream sauce once before, but they got it in a bolognese this time. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Tortellini in a bolognese is the special. Of course, they have those award-winning pizza pies. They've got the desserts. Get the cannoli. And they have, so much more than just that. I mean, sandwiches. Sandwiches the size of your head. If you got a small head. Not if you got a normal size head, but if you got a small head, child's head, size of a child's head. The Italian sandwich, the Gump sandwich, great, great sandwiches over there. Salad's so big you can't possibly finish them all. You got to take some of it home. Appetizer, start with some cheese bread. You go in there with two or three people, get the cheese bread. I think it's only like I don't want to say a price because I might be wrong. $6 or $7. Not bad at all. Split that three ways. Easy peasy, fresh and breezy over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And, of course, like I said, finish with the cannoli. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zettel Place location, right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Don't forget tomorrow, Wine Down Wednesday, half-price wine open to close. And Sunday, after four, kids eat free, and I got half-price draft beer. That's my kind of place. Who's on one? Bubba.
Hey, guys. Came in late, but I wanted to ask you some questions about the property tax.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're for an assets tax?
We have assets taxes. We pay asset tax on your car. You pay it on your house. You pay it on your investment accounts. You pay asset taxes on a lot of things.
You don't pay an asset tax on your investment account.
Okay, you pay it on your car and your house. Why are trees different?
All right, so, well, what if you have your investment in stock versus have your investment in trees? Why should you pay till you realize that gain? What's the difference?
Well, why grow? Okay, because you don't have to grow trees on that land. The taxes on land and property, and it is taxed presently. So you're arguing for something that doesn't exist.
I'm arguing for not raising them because
right, but on
a little bit of difference.
All right, let's go back and forth. You brought something up. I'm going to address it. Right now, that land is taxed presently. Whether there are trees on it or a house on it or a farm on it, all land in Alabama, unless it's subject to some exemption by way of a 501c3 or something, all land is taxed. My question is, why are some assets taxed at full value and some are taxed at some, unicorn value that doesn't exist?
Because you're going to get taxed on that later. So otherwise you'd be double taxed.
No, you wouldn't.
In other words, when you cut your timber, you pay capital gains on that, and you pay a severance tax on that.
Right.
And so you just pay that tax later. If you're paying it all along, then you're going to pay tax on it twice.
Right. I do the same thing on an investment house. What's the difference? I pay property tax every year, and then I pay a capital gains tax when I sell it. What's the difference?
One is an economic asset. That's income producing. Of course, you could make that argument if it's a rental house.
Rental house is the same thing. That's what I'm saying. A second rental house.
Yeah, you can make that argument.
Yeah. So why treat the asset classes differently?
I just think it's a little different because you have more risk.
I know you think it's different, but I want you to tell me why it's different.
Okay, because you do have more risk with the timberland.
Okay. Lots of asset classes have risk, and it's priced into the price of the product. Why should Alabama's risk be so much lower than everybody else's? You know, not a lot of states do what we do, give away land for free, basically. Not a lot of states do that. Alabama's one of the few.
True.
So why are you treating different classes of assets differently? Shouldn't all land be taxed the same way?
Well, it is taxed the same way. It's taxed under current use. If that current use is as a rental property, that's taxed as a rental property.
Yeah, but current use is a total myth. I mean, you're paying free fair market value on a rental house. You're not paying fair market value on timberland. Correct?
Well, in theory you're paying fair market for the land itself, just not the land and the timber.
Right. But you're paying fair market value on the land and house itself. But why not the land and timber?
You're paying for land and improvements on the real estate part. You're not paying. There are no improvements on the.
There are. It's a crop.
You could say the trees are an improvement.
Right. The trees are a crop. You know, if I have corn in the ground, I have to pay on corn. But if I have trees in the ground, I don't have to pay on trees.
So
yeah, I do.
You thinking a corn farmer should pay on corn?
They do.
No, they don't. They pay on current use, and that current use is corn, which has a higher revenue base than timber.
Well, then they should pay it too. They should pay it too. Here's the problem. If you take everybody in Alabama who owns 1,500 acres of timberland or less,
I understand the revenue and the math.
Right.
I get it. We don't get enough revenue, and we're looking for places to get revenue.
You go to one of these counties. And somebody buys up 30 or 40,000 acres of timberland, and they never pay fair market value. They never pay tax on fair market value ever again. They pay tax on current use forever. You are starving that county of revenue.
I just don't agree with.
Why? Tell me why.
I just don't agree with.
Why?
Because I think it's difficult to treat.
Go ahead. I need to let you finish.
To treat two different classes different. In other words, if you're saying I'm going to treat a big landowner different than a small landowner, I think you get into some fine lines and you start playing politics there.
Happens every day. We tax big income earners differently than small income earners. Happens every single day.
I disagree with that too.
Well, but that's reality. You can disagree with reality.
It's reality.
I'm just saying what you're doing is you're exempting people who might have to sell the family farm. You're taking the emotional argument out of it. And you say, fine, because that's only 2% of the argument anyway. You know, 98% of what we're talking about is the big landowner, not the small landowner. So just take them out of it so you don't have to worry about it.
The big landowners are not 98% of the...
It is a massive percentage.
Not anymore. I mean, a lot of these timber companies have divested. IP's did a $2 billion sale in Alabama a few years ago.
Well, then it won't impact that many people.
Banco's done the same thing.
Then it won't impact that many people. My change is a good change, and it won't impact that many people.
We'll agree to disagree, but I enjoyed the debate.
I did too, and I hope you call back. And I hope this. Okay. I hope the state engages in this debate in the future. I really do, because it's a debate that needs to be had. Because we've got to figure out a way to get our revenue situation under control in this state.
No, I agree with that. If I win, I'll bring you some Mayha jelly.
That's fair enough. All right.
That's a good idea.
Hey, look, you can bribe the host. I'm bribable. I can be rented. I cannot be bought. I can be rented.
Somebody called and wanted to know when the quarterback club met, and I texted a friend. Their first meeting is going to be the first Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and it's at the Capital City Club. But I'm not going to give out somebody's cell number on the air. But anyway, if you want to join, I know a bunch of people that are in the club. So anyway.
Ronnie.
How are we doing today?
Hey, buddy. 2 days in a row. To what do we owe the honor?
Well, I don't know. I got to listen about the land and timber and all this. And I got 40 acres of land up there in North Ottawa County. And it's unimproved. And there's not much tax on it.
How many acres?
40.
40, okay.
Okay. But, you know, you got these companies like International Paper that don't own. They lease or whatever they get from the state. Thousands of acres. And they go in there and they clear cut the pines, use it for pulpwood, make paper, and then they replant the pines back. And the landowner gets some money. But anyway, several years ago, International Paper, I know for a fact because I was there, I had the invitation, I went down to Embassy Suites, and they fed the whole legislature. When you walk in before the everything. It was 3 stacks of shrimp, wet bars in 4 corners of the entrance. Then you go in and they serve in prime rib, which you wanted rare, medium, well. And man, it was a show. So now I wonder why these lands aren't taxed more, especially taxing International Paper. Now, does that make sense?
No, I'm with you. I just think as a middle-class guy, if I have to pay the full freight on everything I own, certainly the biggest of the big corporations shouldn't be subsidized by us little guys. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about corporations in the sense that raising a corporate tax and all that. I'm talking about property tax. Property tax. Property tax. I'm not talking about income tax and all this kind of stuff.